Hugh McGrath, Derry through to Ulster under 20 final. Dramatic finish, three down at half time, then went three up, nearly lost it. How do you try and assess that? Ryan McNichol with the dramatic finish, I suppose, brilliant way to end it.
Yeah, look, it's like anything. This is a grade in age groups where football's quite pure, isn't it? And the two teams just go at it. We had a really subdued first half. It took us a while to get into our own skin. But once we did, we felt comfortable and confident that we could break the lines, we could break the congestion in and around the D. The start of the second half, we had the idea that we just wanted to go at them that wee bit harder, with a wee bit more pace. We did that. The introduction of Ryan helped that. But look, the biggest moment in the game was the goal, obviously, because it brought us back into the game much quicker and give us that belief to go on and get that 3 points ahead. We did stutter slightly. We tried to hold ball far too early in the game with far too much time left, and we got caught because Donegal are a good outfit. They topped their group for a reason. But it just goes to show the wherewithal about the group and the capability of the group and the belief in the group that they were able to pull that score out at the end. You know, whilst the sideline might have been slightly hectic, the guys in the pitch, they've been about the block, some of them. They've been to minor finals. They've achieved good things in football. And they knew that they were capable of moving the ball up the park, a couple of kick passes at pace. And Ryan, who we had told at the start of the evening, you're going to come in and you're going to finish the game, he absolutely finished the game in exactly the manner that we wanted to finish it.
At half-time, Donegal were in control. It's the sort of game that could have slipped away, because as you say, they weren't letting you in at all, and they were well set up. Was it just an energy thing in the second half? Because it seemed to just transform.
Yeah, look, you could say Donegal were in control, and they certainly were in the scoreboard. But a lot of their control came from errors on our part and allowing ourselves to be drawn into traps. The big thing for us, yes, there was a lack of energy, but there was just a lack of vision in terms of get that head up a wee bit sooner. The kick pass was on a lot of the time and we didn't use it. But there was also pockets of space which we just didn't attack. We attacked them much better in the second half, the introduction of Ryan and Kieran Chambers. We opened up that wee bit more space for Oisín Dock and we got the rewards. You know, I think Ryan ended up with at least 2 points, maybe three. We opened channels for Rory Forbes to get a couple of scores in the second half. Doc's goal, obviously, we created the space for that. So it was just, yes, we brought more energy into the game, just brought a bit more belief and a bit more work rate into what we were trying to do in an attacking sense.
You had a goal chance to seal it, hit the crossbar, and then Donegal came. I think two of their subs, Hugh, scored in that last spell, so they were coming hard at you.
Look, I have to admit, I missed the one that hit the crossbar. I was too busy shouting at our keeper at that point for giving a kick pass away. But look, yeah, they brought on a couple of lads, brought up the big guy at the top there and launched a couple of balls, and that's going to work. It's going to work in frantic stages of the game, and it did for them. But again, it points down to the fact that the group have been about the block. We've enough, you know, it sounds weird at under 20 level to say we've enough experienced heads, but we did, and it worked for us, and they were able to work that ball up the field towards the end and had the composure to settle himself before he took the score, Ryan, which says a lot about him but says a lot about everyone in the group, because Ryan was on the end of that one, but it could have been Johnny, it could have been Oisín, it could have been a number of guys. So look, for us, we got over the line, we're very happy, that's what the semi-final is about. Will that level of performance beat Tyrone next week? Probably not, but that's for us to work on in the next few days, get ourselves set, get ourselves ready for the challenge ahead and make sure that we don't leave anything behind us.